This is Sandra Nyaira here at the Studio 7 headlines for Thursday, October 29, 2015. Opposition Movement for Democratic Change leader Morgan Tsvangirai blames ZANU-PF's inconsistent policies for worsening the country's economic situation. He speaks with Blessing Zulu on this and other issues, including People First, an outfit led by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru. A struggling Zimbabwean youth turn to gambling as the economic hardships bite. Those who can't stomach the vice are turning to the so-called prosperity gospel preachers. In our political panel today, panelists are discussing the implications of the Constitutional Court ruling yesterday, handing down a 30-day suspended sentence to Prosecutor General Johannes Tomana for failing to obey court orders. And Christmas is just a month away. We venture out to find out how people in Zimbabwe are preparing for the most important day on the Christian calendar. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Medium Wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. Please check us out on Facebook. We are also on WhatsApp and Twitter. Today on Live Talk, our host on the Women's Forum will lead discussions about the hunger situation in the country and how rural women in particular are affected. So please stay tuned.